the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
For those that have listened to our 100th episode, last week, Ren Wrestling, you will know that we are not off of the air. Why? Because this is our 101st episode, or 101st episode.
Yeah, we're back to basics. It's Wrestling Podcast 101.
101 here, Ren Wrestling. I am Booty KD, one half of the World Tag Team Champions, and I'm joined by yours truly, the Tweener World Champion, been on all of the episodes. This is Doomsday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller Records.
How lucky are you today?
I am pretty lucky. Dodged a lot of rain. Yeah, definitely. This storm's crazy, man.
Tornado watch.
Yo, two people, I think at least two people in Virginia got killed.
Oh, that's dangerous.
In Virginia, though.
Yeah, like,
when you hear tornado killing people, you hear Midwest stuff. Yeah. You only hear people dying from it in Virginia.
We don't get that on the East Coast, though. People normally die to a tornado of bullets or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Not too bad. Maybe MoFo might join us. Not sure. But let's just get straight to it. We're going to be talking about the fast lane. Because, you know, we got to go fast.
Sonic. Got to live life in the fast lane.
I didn't hear a lot of positivity coming from that show. It just felt like a glorified SmackDown, if you will.
It was real fillery.
Yeah, it really did feel like that. I did like the segment with the New Day and the Edge and Christian. I get what they were trying to do, you know, but they were just trying to promote that show. Are you going to watch it?
I saw the first episode and it was trash.
It was
trash. I am sorry. That show was garbage.
Oh my god, what's wrong with it?
Like, I don't know, man. Like, it felt like Loiter Squad, but worse. You ever seen Loiter Squad? That show on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just do a whole bunch of stupid shit. Yeah, it was like that, but not funny.
Oh man. Well, at least they got paid already.
Yeah.
I'm sure. All right. I guess we just go to the card really quickly. The pre-show, Kalisto going up against Alberto Del Rio. Kalisto is still the United States champion. No more flip-flopping the U.S. title, because I'm sure Cena didn't work hard for that to happen again. Kalisto won 2-1. The match was okay, I guess. Nothing to break your neck on.
It was like a basic lucha match, basically.
Yeah, it's like, if you already seen their best match already, which I heard it was on SmackDown, then yeah, that would be it. But this one, it was just a match to me. Even if a title change, it probably still wouldn't shock me. The show actually started off with the tag team of the Divas here. Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks, the Boss, defeats the Team Bad of Naomi and Tamina Snuka. Sasha was trying to, you know, be the team player, but hey, ain't no friends around here. She's out there to get one thing, one goal. That is the Divas Championship. Did you like this match? This match was actually not bad.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like great. Nothing to, like, special to talk about.
Would you have opened the show with this match?
Because
I didn't see it coming, and I actually didn't mind.
I didn't mind. Probably would have been better to open with Owens Ziggler, personally.
Yeah.
But, hey, I don't
Yeah, but his match was okay. Wasn't too bad. Next up is the Intercontinental Championship, Dolph Ziggler, falling defeat to Kevin Owens. And yes, he did just get the title, but so did the Kalisto, and he lost it to Del Rio on a freaking SmackDown show. But yeah, Dolph Ziggler did not get his title back from one Kevin Owens. The match, I can't remember this match if it was good or not. I'm pretty sure it was. Do you remember this match?
I can't remember. I barely remember this match.
You know what? I was paying attention to it, and I think Walking Dead came on around this time. And I had to watch that. Did you see that episode?
I have not seen the last two episodes still.
Oh.
It's the mid-season premiere, and this past one, I have not seen it.
Dang.
I don't know, it's just fallen out of interest. Probably just bought it some of the time, but,
Nah, you gotta watch the season. The season's really good.
I heard what went down, though.
Okay, good. Well, this match
is interesting, I guess.
The next match, the first What the F match of the night, the six-man tag between Big Show, The Kane, and The Ryback going up against the Wyatt family of Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, and Braun Strowman. And we all picked the Wyatt family so they can look strong to go up against Brock, but they have fallen to defeat to the Big Show, Kane, and Ryback, who I don't think has a direction. I mean, I don't know what they're... What? I didn't, mind you, and I said I was watching Walking Dead, but everybody was just like, wait a minute, why did the Wyatts lose? Da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, there's no...
I don't know. All I know is that next night on Raw, I think what happened, Ryback walked out on Big Show and Kane and declared himself he needed to grab the brass ring here and break the ceiling and all this shit like that. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But it was kind of dumb. So, it was pointless.
This whole thing is just dumb. I don't know what they're doing with these guys. Next up, Brie Bella going up against the Divas Champion Charlotte for the Divas. Dude, I forgot how annoying that song was. I haven't heard it in so long. And I was like, yo, flip. I did not watch the match. I watched the ending. And everybody thought Brie Bella was going to win because, you know, Daniel Bryan, such and such. And I was like, no, Charlotte needs to win. F that. And guess what? She did. Good on her. Because now WrestleMania, hopefully we won't have a tag match for the Divas Championship. Maybe we won't. You got any comments on this match?
It was okay. Definitely better than shit that Brie Bella usually comes out with, you know?
Yeah. definitely. I mean, yeah, like I said, I wasn't paying attention to it. Walking Dead was just too good. I even skipped this match. Y2J, Chris Jericho going up against the phenomenal AJ Styles. AJ did the Styles Clash, I believe they said, for the first time.
This is the first time he did it on a major guy. He did it on, I was about to call him Michael McGillicuddy for some reason. Shit. Curtis Axel.
Woo. I mean, you wouldn't have been wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been wrong, but still. It's like, how rude of me. Yeah. But he did it on Curtis Axel, I think his second singles match on a SmackDown, so of course no one paid attention.
Alright. Yeah, it didn't exist.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I think that's why they said it, because SmackDown, if it happens on SmackDown, it doesn't exist. But he did the Styles Clash on Jericho, and Jericho kicked out. And I was like, wait, that's AJ's main finisher. Why did he kick out? But, I mean, I guess it's just to make it, you know, suspenseful. Because no, AJ won with the calf killer.
I think that, and they want him to use the calf crusher as his finisher move.
Yeah, they changed it.
Him being a smaller guy, you know?
The calf killer. What is it again? The calf what?
The calf crusher.
Oh, okay. Calf crusher.
You know, in WWE, you can't say kill. So that's why they've gone. That's why they've been going with crusher instead of killer since he debuted the move.
Hopefully, that'll lower down the crime rate. Because that's a great idea. They did have this little match between R-Truth and Curtis Axel. I think, what, Goldust came out and did some shit.
He cost R-Truth the match or something like that.
Yeah, you know, whoa, is that Biff Busey?
Yeah, Biff Busey, goddamn.
About time, man. Good for him.
Damn.
And he's going up against, your client, The Last Black Hope, Paul Cruz. But yeah, good on Biff. About time. Now the main event. Triple threat match for the number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I did watch this Walking Dead was over. Roman Reigns defeated Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar, and this is how he did it. Roman Reigns was getting beat down by a chair. Dean Ambrose had the chair, and he was over there wailing on Brock. He's beating down Roman Reigns. And then Brock Lesnar went out of the ring. Reigns with a spear to Dean Ambrose. 1, 2, 3. Triple H versus Roman Reigns is going to headline WrestleMania.
It didn't make any goddamn sense.
It didn't make sense to me.
The whole fucking ending.
Matter of fact, what's your thoughts on this whole thing?
You know what? I'm okay with him winning.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that shit ended was the worst I've ever seen. It was bad. It was really bad. It didn't make any goddamn sense.
It's like the match was fine because they put Brock Lesnar through the table twice. Which I don't think has ever really been done, like the same person going through two different tables. And I think they had three tables out there.
Yeah, because they had a regular announce team, Spanish announce team, and I think the Germans? Or the French? I forgot.
It was something, yeah. But yeah, they put him through two tables, still couldn't stop him. Brock was over there just flipping people on their necks and heads. Roman was doing his thing, and Ambrose was over. Like, he seems to be, like, the guy.
Over as fuck.
Yes, he was really over. And Reigns was just getting beat down with a chair. He just was getting beat down. And then, like, 10 seconds later, he comes out, spears him, and wins as if he never got hit. As if he never got hit. That's the only complaint. And I never really complain about selling. I really don't. But it's a chair. It is a weapon.
So, like, in like, Marvel Comics terms, if say, Brock Lesnar is, like, the Juggernaut, what is Roman Reigns?
Diverticulitis. He can't be physically hurt. He's a sickness that's 8 times out of 10 is going to win. So, like you said, I don't mind Roman Reigns winning. It's like we saw that predictable pick of Roman Reigns winning this match. But with the whole Dean Ambrose thing, he lost the Intercontinental title. He can focus on a world title and Brock Lesnar in the mix. It seemed like Ambrose would have been a cool way to end the show. But they're going to stick with the plan A. Triple H going up against Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns' second main event in a row. Scale of 1 to 10 on the show. I can't give it a grade because I didn't watch it.
I give it a 6. Shit was kind of garbage.
It was
average at best.
I wasn't expecting it to be, blow away. But during that match, the main event, the Wyatts didn't get involved at all. I thought they were.
That's what I said.
And
I should have gotten involved.
Yeah, but they lost and they just didn't show up. So Brock Lesnar, I don't know what he's going to do. Dean Ambrose, I have no idea what he's going to do. Would you like to talk about Monday Night Raw? And
speaking of Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar, all signs point to those two facing off at WrestleMania. Yes.
Dean might.
Before Raw happened, Brock Lesnar, out of nowhere in the parking lot, beat the shit out of Dean Ambrose. Then during the broadcast, Heyman announced that Brock Lesnar will start his tour of F5ing people until he finds an opponent. Ambulance shows up. apparently it's Dean Ambrose in a freaking neck brace, crawling to the ring, and then getting F5'd again. But of course, just like Dean Ambrose, the indestructible Dean Ambrose, he's like, you can't kill me. Why don't we do this in a street brawl, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. He gets F5'd. Brock Lesnar leaves with no answer.
Dang. Well, I mean, I don't mind. Damn. I don't mind seeing him. Wrestle Brock Lesnar. Good luck. You know, I don't know how he's going to win.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But that's not a bad match there for WrestleMania. What else happened on Raw?
I think the Dudleys cut a promo about how they're bad guys and they're tired of being only considered for and only talked about because of tables and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, no one cares. New Day. I don't even remember what happened with New Day. That's right. They had a 6-man tag. It was them versus Neville and Lucha Dragons. Pretty dope match. Neville and Sin Cara were hitting crazy ass, like 450s and shit. Kalisto hit a 450 off of Neville's back. It was insane. But New Day ended up picking up the win when Kofi rotated Sin Cara's mask and hit away Trouble in Paradise.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
What a heel.
And of course, there was one of the big news that happened where they were going to reward someone the Vincent J. McMahon trophy. I forgot what this shit was called. I don't really care. But the award ended up going to Stephanie McMahon. Then as she's about to like give her a nice acceptance speech, Shane McMahon comes out, talks about how the authority have basically been running the company into the ground. How he has always had a stake in the company, even though he's been gone. He's been still with the company and whatnot. So he's basically coming back to stake his claim. Then Vince McMahon gives him a proposal after Shane asks for Raw, control of Raw. And the proposal is that he has to face The Undertaker at WrestleMania in a Hell in a Cell match. Yes.
Poor Shane. Poor Shane.
Yeah, that's right.
Out of nowhere, he comes out of nowhere. And then, you know, you put him in a Hell in a Cell. And how old does Shane look?
You know, the thing is that if he dyed his hair, he'd look a lot, like, he'd look a lot younger than he is. Dude's probably in, like, his 40s right now. But because his hair is, like, mad gray, he looks a little bit older. He looks like a silver-haired fox and shit. But, like, if he dyed his hair, he actually looked pretty young. Because facial-wise, he hasn't really aged, really. So yeah. It's just the gray hair, man. Just the gray hair.
It's cool. It's cool. I mean, Shane, what matches he had at WrestleMania before? The one with his father at WrestleMania 17?
Yeah.
He was kind of involved. He was in that Vince McMahon versus Shawn Michaels match. He didn't wrestle, but his presence was felt, and he was showing great then. I think he had one more match, but I can't remember. He was the European champion before.
Yeah. Was he the hardcore champion before, too?
Yes. I believe he is. I'm going to have to look him up. But, he's a nice surprise. I didn't see it coming. I did not know where they found Shane. Because I'm like, maybe he was off in the outskirts of Japan or something. You know, I have no idea. I think something with MMA Like, it wasn't not, it was like maybe
3 years ago. Yeah, he was doing some like random, like, sports management stuff, so he was dipping his hat in like, I think, MMA, racing, even golf and shit like that. Yeah, he was all over the place, man. I think he was making like deals with China and shit.
Damn. Okay. Sorry, I had to read something. what else happened on Raw actually?
Nothing that much of significance.
So even with Shane there, Raw was still bad?
What?
I said even with Shane there, Raw was still bad?
It was still dope, but I don't remember it.
Damn. Main event? What happened to close the show?
It was Roman Reigns versus, who was it? I think it was Sheamus. Right? But at the end of the match, Triple H came out and just assaults, like, Roman Reigns out of nowhere. He, like, beats the hell out of him, busts him open. He's bleeding all over the place. He gets blood all over his hand wraps and shit. It's really ugly. Some news outlets claim that it was fake blood or whatever. Either way, I don't really give a shit. It still looked cool. Whatever. But it was interesting. And the thing is that Monday night with this Shane McMahon coming back and this business with Roman Reigns and Triple H, now people are speculating that the WWE's product's going to be a little more, shall I say, darker or edgier, whatever you want to call that shit. Well, I'll just wait and see. I'm not going to say it probably is or isn't, but I'll just wait and see. Should be a little bit interesting, I guess.
All right.
But it was a decent Raw, though. Yeah.
All right. So, sounds like a positive, you know? Hopefully, and like, I mean, they got a lot of work to do with this, WrestleMania coming up. With Shane against The Undertaker and Triple H against Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar going up against Dean Ambrose, looks like. The new, Hall of Fame inductee. My homie, my main man, the Godfather.
The Godfather. That dude owns a strip club in real life. That's baller.
That red light. Yeah. I remember that. Yep, that red light. Hopefully they bring up the whole, you know, the Kama Mustafa and the Papa Shango Supreme Fight Machine.
Yeah,
they should. You know, yeah, because I don't think they did it with Rikishi. I think they brought it up a little bit, but, I don't know. I mean, Godfather, yes, that's my favorite one so far.
Right.
You know. Him being in the Hall of Fame, no problem. No problem with it. Let me see. What else? Something happened on SmackDown? No. That's all I remember. The only big news is just Shane coming back. You had any news, some news about Joey Ryan?
Yes. Congratulations to Joey Ryan. He proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Laura James, who's also a wrestler, in a wrestling match. They had an intergender wrestling match with each other at Finest City Wrestling this past weekend. They did this ref bump thing, and Joey Ryan went into one of his bags of tricks that he tends to pull out gummy bears or Legos out of it. Actually, it ended up being an engagement ring. Gets on one knee, asks her to marry him. She said yes. They get all excited. And, of course, just like the sleazeball he is, he rolls her up for the pin to get the win. But, wow. So he won twice that day. probably three times later that night.
Right. You know, dang, that's actually pretty good. Good job on Joey Ryan there, man. The sleaze man is getting married, y'all.
Yeah, so, check that out on his and Joey Ryan's official YouTube page.
Let me see. What else? What else?
Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Nakamura. Shinsuke, after the Fastlane had aired, There was a video that got uploaded to WWE.com. Shinsuke Nakamura made his official visit to WWE, had his official signing, shook hands with Triple H, Stephanie, Vince McMahon, Jason Albert showed him around the performance center. He met a whole bunch of the guys there. Saw Asuka again. Saw Hideo Itami again. All this other nice stuff. So they're really hyping him up to be a next big thing. So we'll definitely have to watch out for when he shows up in NXT.
He will be on that WrestleMania weekend. The NXT Takeover show. He will be there. Hopefully, his Kick of Strong style persona still lives on, slightly nerfed. Slightly. Ever so slightly. What else happened? I don't really have much else, except for that Shane part. And the follow-up for Fastlane. Oh, wait! What I told you before the show. Wrestling Observer, or the PWI, one of them two.
Oh, yeah.
The list that they have here, it's actually, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards. I don't know when these things came out, but, I'm gonna read them to y'all, because I believe you guys should know. And I just realized that you know how they have the Bruiser Brody Award and the Luthez Ric Flair Award. Put Brian Danielson's name on there as the next best technical wrestler.
Yep.
Because I think he won it like what, 8 years straight?
Yeah, he won it a lot of years.
Yeah. You know. So yeah, we're gonna take a look at these. This is not the kayfabe one, right?
Right.
This is the Meltzer one.
This is the Meltzer one.
This one, okay, so we're gonna go down the list here. The Ric Flair Luthez Wrestler of the Year Award in 2015. Oh, cool. It's actually AJ Styles, who actually had a really good year in Ring of Honor and New Japan. What did he do in New Japan in 2015?
He was world champ. Yeah, he was world heavyweight champ. I think he was IC champ for a little bit, too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
With the Ring of Honor, had a couple good matches. The six-man tag, I believe they had, was the match of the year with the Young Bucks and the, Okada and, two other people. I can't remember who. he main evented, Final Battle, which we were there. Good match with, the best in the world, Jay Lethal, the Ring of Honor World Champion.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I think he was, that was 2 years ago where he was at Battle of Los Angeles. Not last year. But, yeah, AJ Styles, killer year. He's the Wrestler of the Year, and I think, let me see, has he ever won that before? No.
No, I
think so. Oh, he hasn't. Alright, so, the Mixed Martial Arts Most Valuable little, player there, I guess, is, Ronda Rousey, winning her second in a row.
Until she got, murdered.
She caught the L, yes. Oh. Gotta be humble. The most outstanding wrestler in 2015 was last year's winner, the phenomenal AJ Styles. AJ Styles is just already killing it. Best box office draw is Ronda Rousey from the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Second year in a row that she's won that award. The feud of the year. Let's see what this is. 2015. The feud of the year is actually, this is the second time a UFC, guys actually won this award. Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo. I don't know who those guys is.
Which is funny that he did that, because the fact that Jose Aldo ended up getting murked in like 15 seconds.
That was feud of the year?
Their belt.
That was their feud of the year?
Yeah. Right? That was funny.
Yeah, and last year was John Jones versus Daniel Cormier.
That feud was just built on a whole bunch of Conor McGregor doing some corny-ass trash talking.
Okay, that's probably why.
Speaking of which, I hope Nate Diaz beats the fuck out of him. So happy finally facing him.
Says Thursday. The tag team of the year, 2015, is the same tag team that won it last year. The Super Kick Party Young Bucks, who were just tag team champions all over the place. You can just guess what title they won, and I'm pretty sure you'll be correct.
Super Kick Championship.
Super Kick Championship repeat. The most improved wrestler in 2015. It is NXT person won this one. It's Bayley, the women's champion NXT. Yeah, I would say she's been really improved. Last year was Rusev, Mashka. But yeah, Bayley, I'm telling you, man, she's going to be John Cena. In a good way. you know, not just because people are going to boo her eventually. I don't see that happen. She's just so nice. She's so nice, and she's a good wrestler. I'm entertained by her. Yeah, she is the most improved. You saw her at NXT Brooklyn and at NXT Respect. Everybody got respect for her. The best on interviews in 2015 was, well, Conor McGregor. I guess because he was talking shit.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I hate about Conor McGregor. They hype him up for being so charismatic and such a trash talker, but that's the same shit that a lot of black athletes do, and they get criticized and vilified for. So fuck him for all that shit. And that it's fucking racism in journalism, racism in sports. It's bullshit. All this fucking, and Floyd Mayweather definitely pointed it out to a T. Even though he's not the perfect example of someone to, like, look at, it did make some sense of what Floyd said.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Conor McGregor had to try to fucking dismiss it and white folks are just applauding and shit, fuck him. But anyway, his trash talk is nothing. It's funny, he talked so much trash at the press conference today for his match against, for his bout against Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
Nate Diaz, stone cold the whole time. He was not fazed at all. So, it's, like, certain people know what's up. If, like, his shit isn't that sweet, you know? His shit ain't that sweet. So, like, for him to just say that, oh, I'm the best trash talker in the world, or whatever the Irish accent is, whatever fuck. It's bullshit, dude. It's whatever, man. It's the same shit that people praised Chael Sonnen for. Only difference is that Chael Sonnen fucking sucked anyway.
Wow, and look who's on the TV now. It's the most, improved wrestler of the year, Bayley?
Bayley to Becky?
Yeah.
Bayley to Belly?
No, the most improved wrestler is Bayley. She's on the TV now. It's some tag team match, with Carmella and, my clients, Nia Jax and Eva Marie, who's very over. The most charismatic wrestler of 2015. The person that won it last year. Wow, these are double back-to-back guys that's winning this. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, so, I can see that.
Yeah, definitely. The best technical wrestler, aka the Bryan Danielson Award, goes to a guy that won it last year. What is it? Just like no good competition this year? I mean, 2015. Zack Sabre Jr. And I believe he'll be the best technical wrestler until he dies.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
since Daniel Bryan Danielson been winning that thing since 2005, you know. So, and all these different, Danielson is just a great guy. The Bruiser Brody Best Brawler 2015 is the person that won it last year, the Stone Pitbull Tomohiro Ishii.
Yep.
Definitely best brawler. The guy goes forearms and headbutts and everything. The best, why don't you just call it the best high-flying wrestler? They got the best flying wrestler So the wrestler with wings is going to be one of them. And god damn it, they did it again. Last year's is this year's winner, and that's King Ricochet, BKA Prince Puma. He has been doing well though. He was your underground champion, of course. Most overrated wrestler of 2015 is the same person who won it last year. I'm gonna say this probably two more times. It is Kane. Yeah, he's still doing
that. That's the problem. The thing is that Kane can still like really wrestle. The problem is that he just has terrible storylines. I think the last time Kane had anything like great as a storyline was probably the whole when he initially got his mask taken off.
Oh yeah, that was actually not that bad.
Yeah,
that was
him tearing through like dudes like RVD and Shane McMahon and shit like that. That was dope as hell. That legitimately got me hyped. I think he started to like start falling downward. Probably after the whole storyline with Lita and some shit like that.
I think the fact that they don't even need to consider him being overrated, because I don't think anyone really was rating Kane in the first place.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even put him in this category again. Granted, this is his, from the looks of it, his third time winning it. The first time was in 2010. And he won it back-to-back years in 2014 and 15. So the most underrated wrestler of 2015 can't be the one from last... Damn it. Damn it. This man has been underrated for three straight years. Antonio Cesaro. Or just Cesaro. This has got to be something. Like, come on. You gotta see it. You gotta see it, man. He's underrated. You gotta use him. I don't know how many years he got left, but when he comes off of when he comes off of injury, you gotta use his man. He has the talent. 3 years straight since 2013. Come on, man. Get Cesaro in there. Promotion of the year in 2015. New Japan Pro Wrestling. This is their fourth time winning this one here. Best weekly television show 2015. That is WWE NXT, third year straight.
Really? Not Lucha Underground.
Not Lucha Underground. And Lucha hasn't been on TV for the whole year, right? I think they started in November, December, and they ended in August. So I think if they made a full calendar year, then maybe, because all the other winners are like
the whole season's deal.
Yeah, like if they go through the whole calendar year, I'm sure they will win. Weekly Show of the Year, definitely. Most outstanding fighter of the year in UFC is Conor McGregor. I don't know UFC, so. You're going to have to just help me out on there. Pro wrestling match of the year. Last year, it was AJ Styles versus Minoru Suzuki. This year, well-respected, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kota Ibushi at Wrestle Kingdom 9. It could have been a couple other matches, but this one was definitely one of them. I believe this is Mofo Magic's favorite match of last year. And it was only January 4th, man. Like, they already started it, and they never lost their top spot. So, shouts out to both Kota Ibushi. And is Ibushi still in New Japan?
He's been injured for a considerable amount of months. He's been injured
Since he won that New Japan Cup?
Just, like, the early part of the fall, maybe. What'd you say?
I said since he won that. I remember he won the New Japan Cup last year, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's the last time I heard him.
And it fell the hell off.
Yes, he did. Get him back, man. Get healthy. I don't know if you care about this, but this is the MMA match of the year. Conor McGregor, Cigna. Actually, it's Rory McDonald versus Robbie Lawler at UFC 189.
Oh, that one was nasty. That one was real bloody and nasty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that one was fucked up.
Who won that match?
I forgot who.
Probably not.
All I remember is that there was a lot of blood in it.
There's a whole lot of blood, man. A lot of blood. Rookie of the Year, 2015. Let's see. This is NXT's Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming. But, yeah, this is cool. This is cool. Because last year it was Dragon Lee, and I didn't know who he was. Dragon Lee.
From Dragon Lee's such shit, dude. Like, he had... Okay, he had a really, really great match near the end of 2015 with Kamaya Tachi.
Yeah.
They're both CMLL guys. Well, Kamaya Tachi is... he's been on Excursion and CMLL for a few years now, and he's still with the company, but at some point he'll head back to New Japan. But yeah, he had the really dope one late 2015 and like early 2016 with the Fantastica Mania when he faced Kamaya Tachi or whatever for that junior's title.
Damn.
But yeah, it was really, Dragon Lee is legit though.
All right. Well, shout out to Dragon Lee and congratulations to Chad Gable. The best known wrestler in 2015 is, well, here you go, Lucha Underground's Dario Cueto.
Dario Cueto.
Good character. Like his character. Well deserved. I thought it was going to be Paul Heyman, you know, but it's being Dario Cueto. At least a Lucha Underground something won for 2015, you know. So shouts out to Dario Cueto. Great character.
That dude pops up like everywhere. Like I saw him in a Super Bowl commercial, and then I saw him on one of the newer episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as a doctor.
Oh, really?
That guy's everywhere nowadays.
Good on him. What is this? This is best television announcer. The best one is New Japan's Mauro Ranallo.
You know how do you not know who that dude is?
Nah, I don't know. It says New Japan. How am I supposed to know who he is? I don't know.
It's the New Japan's TV show that he was the announcer.
Oh, maybe that's why.
He's one of the leads. He's one of the lead announcers of SmackDown now. You know that, right?
I never even heard of him. I never watched it either. I never watched the New Japan on television before at all. So,
you know me either, but at least I knew.
I knew. Well, congratulations tomorrow. I think that's how you say his name. Worst television announcer. Let's just guess.
Michael Cole?
No, no.
Jerry Lawler?
No, one more.
Fuck you. Matt Stryker?
He won it last year. John Bradshaw Layfield.
Really?
How did you skip? How did you skip? He is horrid. How did you skip him?
He's not worse than Michael Cole or Jerry Lawler.
But I mean, you gotta pick one of them.
Well, in my opinion, you gotta pick any of those two. Definitely not.
I think JBL is horrible. I'm sorry. I thought he was cool at first, but now I think he's bad. Either one of the three. That's all I'm saying. Any one of the three would have took it. Yeah, but it's JBL.
And I like JBL better than the other two because when he talks, he seems a little bit more knowledgeable about the shit that he's talking about, though. When he really gets to do that. But the other two just suck.
I think all three of them are trash. I don't even count Byron Saxton either. I don't count him.
Byron Saxton is like a non-factor. That's the thing about
him. He is the fill-in. You know, he's not even, I don't even know who announces for TNA. Kevin Kelly, I don't know.
I think it's, what's his name? Damn it. What was that small guy that used to be in the WWE? Flores? What?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Josh Matthews?
Josh Matthews, yeah. I think he does stuff for TNA now.
Okay. Yeah. No, but JBL, I think he's bad. I'm sorry, man. I think he's just not good at all. Best major wrestling show in 2015. I'm pretty sure you're going to get this right. Just take a guess.
Wrestle Kingdom 9.
Yes, this is New Japan's fourth year winning straight in a row. King of Pro Wrestling was 2012, G1 Climax 23, Day 4, 2013. And 2014 was G1 Climax 24, Day 7. Now we go to the worst major wrestling show. The worst major wrestling show, unfortunately for them, is AAA's Triple Mania 23. And yeah. I heard about this. I heard bad things about this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
And the problem with AAA is that they have great talent. They're just overall, the product is garbage. AAA is like the TNA of Mexico.
Okay. All right. That's actually
a mess, basically. AAA may be kind of popular.
Yeah.
But it's still a mess.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And TNA is in the mess that no one wants to clean up. Best Wrestling Maneuver in 2015. Let's see if the same guy won it last year. And they didn't. No, that was last year.
Oh, really?
That was 2014. 2015, AJ Styles Clash?
What the fuck?
What the hell is this? How, Sway? AJ won with the Styles Clash in 2003, back in the day. And in 2015, the Styles Clash is the maneuver of the year.
Throwbacks. Sometimes those throwbacks, man, they do it for you.
I mean, he is the wrestler of the year. I get it. He had a killer career, man. AJ Styles. Getting a reemergence. The most disgusting promotional tactic. Well, I'm guessing I know what this is. Yep, I'm right. WWE wins again for their 8th time in a row. The WWE using Ree Flair's death in an angle. And that was when Paige and Charlotte was talking. My brother fought or something like that, and she was like, "Well,
your brother didn't fight hard enough or something like that."
Yeah, your brother didn't put up a much of a fight. Now, did he?
Yeah, something like that was terrible.
Oh my god! When I heard that, my mouth dropped, and I was like, "Well, I know what that means. I know exactly what that means. It's winning this shit." Oh man, WWE doesn't give two shits. Worst television show, 2015. Won it last year. They won it last year, and that's WWE Raw.
Yep.
Pretty bad.
And that's surprising. That's surprising considering SmackDown is a glorified replay show.
Right. But remember, in SmackDown, if it happens on SmackDown, it doesn't exist. So they probably didn't even consider putting SmackDown as a nominee, I guess. So, I mean, right. It used to be TNA Impact, but... Oh, wait, it was SmackDown one time, 2 years in a row in 2004 and 2005. So, SmackDown did get
its own. SmackDown was dope as shit back then.
In 2004 and 2005? I mean, I do remember SmackDown being really good in around, 2010, 2011.
No, SmackDown to me was dope from its inception up until maybe 2006.
Something like that. Okay. I know SmackDown was really good 1 year because that's all I would watch. Like, I wouldn't watch Raw. I would watch SmackDown because Dolph Ziggler was there. Worst worked match of the year. In 2015, the worst match of the year.
This is a women's match?
No, unless these people are women. This is Triple A's Triple Mania, you know, the worst show of the year. This was Psycho Circus versus Villanos. I'm trying to sound it out, people. Villanos versus Psycho Circus. I'm going to have to actually want to watch that and see this train wreck. The year before, after that, I mean, yeah, the year before that, John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in the steel cage at Extreme Rules. That was pretty shitty. Worst feud of the year. The worst feud in 2015. I agree. the worst feud in 2015, Team Bella versus Team Bad versus Team PCB. It shouldn't even have been a feud.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even have been a feud. WWE has won this award ever since 2001. Straight. I mean, they won it plenty of times before that, but as far as straight, yeah. 2001 till present, they've had the worst match of the year. Worst promotion of the year, TNA. And they've been winning that since 2007. Oh, boy, that's bad. Best booker, I guess, is, oh, wow. Didn't see that coming. Totally forgot. The best booker in 2015 is Ryan Ward and Paul Levesque.
Oh, shit?
Yeah.
What? NXT?
Yeah. Oh. They beat Gato and Jado. New Japan guys won it 4 years straight, and then NXT. NXT is really good. Like, I hope people understand that. promoter of the year is Dana White from UFC.
Dana.
Looks like Donna. Donna's D-O-N-N-A, right?
It's Dana White.
Okay, it's Dana White. Dana. I'm going to keep saying Donna. I know it. I'm going to try. Best gimmick in 2015. Oh, cool. That's great. The best gimmick in 2015 is the hyperactive, over-optimistic New Day.
Oh, God.
The New Day is the best gimmick because they are the WWE World Tag Team Champions. New Day rocks. The worst gimmick in 2015. Wow. Okay. 2015's worst gimmick is Stardust with the dual personality of Cody Rhodes.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't think it was...
I thought it was
enjoyed. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was not a bad gimmick. Why would they think Stardust is a bad gimmick? They're gonna have to explain that one to me.
Because it's Meltzer, that's why.
I like Stardust. The best pro wrestling book. It's Daniel Bryan's book. Yes, My Improbable Journey to the Main Event of WrestleMania. Oh, that's a cool title for that.
I was this close to buying the book, but then I realized I don't read books.
Right. Like, I don't read books either.
Like, it's not one of those things like, ill books. It's just that I don't have the attention span to read a book.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's a good read.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's a cool dude. We heard, something happened on a plane with him and, I can't remember. Something. I'm pretty sure that was in the book, too.
Oh, it was, there was the story, I think it was, him and Ezekiel Jackson.
Ezekiel Jackson, that's what I knew it was a
party. Like, Ezekiel Jackson basically tried to play him and treat him like a rookie and tell him that Ezekiel should get the seat that he was in. And Daniel Bryan was like, fuck no, basically. He wasn't having that shit. The next thing you know, William Regal comes around and, like, scolds Ezekiel Jackson, saying, like, basically paraphrasing and saying, like, you piece of shit, do you know who the fuck this is?
Right.
So, yeah, man, he basically showed him.
This guy got best technical wrestler of the year. Like, how do you not know who this guy is? Yeah.
So that's why there's that stigma of guys when the smarks don't like these dudes who come from like other types of backgrounds into the WWE and get signed to WWE because like they really feel like, oh, they're not in the business or in the else. Understand they're just in there for a paycheck, blah blah blah. They don't have that much respect for it. They're just in for the cash, whatever. And yeah, Ezekiel Jackson seems like one of those dudes who is like a prime example of that type deal. Shit, he even kind of played a character like that in Lucha Underground. So I guess it was kind of an extension of himself.
And I believe that he died in Lucha Underground, from what I heard.
Did he die in Lucha Underground?
They said that Big Rick is gone. That's what I heard. I didn't see it for sure, but it was like
I know one of his henchmen got murked.
Yeah, that's true.
One of his old henchmen. Because I remember he had those henchmen, and then I think they betrayed him, and then he got his cousin.
Yeah.
And other
Matt
to join him, but. Yeah, I only remember like one person dying. Actually, no, two people dying. What was that? Damn it, I forgot.
The Azteca.
Yeah, he got murked too.
And the guy from the crew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. One of the dudes from the crew got murked.
Yeah.
So two.
Yeah, but go get Daniel Bryan's book. The Yes Book. This is the Best Pro Wrestling DVD / Blu-ray. I'm gonna just put that there. This Daniel Bryan, Just Say Yes, Yes, Yes. I didn't see this one. I didn't even see Ladies and Gentlemen, My Name is Paul Heyman. I actually need to see that.
Yeah, me too. I haven't watched a DVD documentary thing in a while. Like, I think the last one I saw was that one from CM Punk, back in 2012.
Yeah, Best in the World. Yeah, I did see that. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
That was good. Greatest Rivalries, Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. That one was really good, too. That wasn't bad. What was another one I saw? Oh, of course, The Rise and Fall of ECW. I think every fan should watch that, but I don't know if they, put all of the stories in there. Yeah, and looks like that is it. That wasn't bad. That was actually kind of cool. I guess for the Pro Wrestling Illustrated, we'll just do that another time when Mofo Magic is here so he can say his funny.
So he can make fun of it?
Yeah. Yes. So he can make fun of it. That's it. That's all I got. And anything else you want to bring up wrestling wise before I get on the shows for the weekend? Or anything. I don't care.
If anybody is in contact with a Weed Man, give me that name and number, please.
What happened to the other Weed Man? He went down, right? You ain't found a new one yet?
No, man. The one that I had, he originally had a trial date at February 5th. Then they knocked it back 2 weeks to the 19th. So last week, that didn't go through. Apparently, I think they pushed it back even further. But now his charges went from felonies to misdemeanors. Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, misdemeanors. He ain't gonna be a felon.
Hey, I mean.
But he's out of the game though, so I still need some.
Still need a weed man. Yeah, moral of the story is, yeah, I still need a weed man. Boy, how long has it been since you had weed?
If I can ask that question. Remember Mofo's get together in September? I think it was some thing with some families and kids and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn, it's been that long.
Yeah, September, man. Freaking, what was his name? Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, actually, hold up. Shit, maybe I can ask Mofo to get in contact with him.
You know? Now, we ain't trying to get no one caught up. Oh, shit, no one listens to this anyway.
Yeah, no one listens to this shit.
So, it's a free day here in 101 we not only rant on wrestling, but we rant on that guy, McGregor. So, F that guy, right? We don't like him. We don't bang with him.
Anyway.
Yeah. Boy.
I got, some other shit. In March, starting March 3rd, there will be a New Japan Cup. This cup will take place between that time and the 12th. The winner of that tournament will once again get to choose whether to challenge for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, or the Never Openweight Championship at Invasion Attack in April 10th. This is not a round robin like most tournaments in New Japan. This is just a single elimination. First round will happen on the 3rd. Second round will happen on the 4th of March. The semifinals is the 12th, and the finals will be on the 12th. So whoever is winning has to pull double duty in that night just to make it and win the New Japan Cup. So starting off, we have the bracket here. First match is Tanahashi versus Bad Luck Fale. Yeah, so I'm guessing Tanahashi will end up picking up the win on this one unless they pull a surprise with Bad Luck getting it. But Bad Luck Fale's stock's been falling for some time now, so it's whatever. next is Tenzan versus the newly signed Michael Elgin. It all points to Michael Elgin getting the win on this first round. Especially the fact that it looks like they've been kind of teasing him going after the Okada's title in the latest pay-per-view events, well, live events, we're saying. Next match is Makabe versus Tama Tonga. Most likely Makabe is going to pick up the win. There's not much stocks in Tama Tonga. Same as at Fale. Next match, Goto and Nagata. Nagata's the old dude, so you know he's going to take the L. Tomoaki Hanma versus Kojima. Kojima's the dude that is in a lot of the old man tag matches too, so he's probably going to take the L on this also. Next match after that, Toriano versus Yojiro Takahashi. This is probably just going to be just a cheat fest, or what I should call you. I guess they're just going to battle each other to see who's going to be able to cheat the win first. Well, cheat the win, period. Right. So this one's a throwaway because most likely whoever's winning this one is going to lose in the next round anyway, so it's whatever. Next match is interesting. It's Tomohiro Ishii versus Evil. most likely it'll be Ishii picking up the win, but it should be a pretty dope match, especially the fact that we haven't seen those two compete against each other like that. Until now. And one thing that's funny, I have my laptop background is a picture of Evil. And it's like one of the most menacing things ever. It's like him with like some type of like black eyeliner underlined or whatever. And he has this like weird like mouthpiece that looks kind of like some like sharp with sharp teeth and shit. And it looks dope as shit though. So I was like, hell yeah. I'm gonna grab this. I haven't had a laptop background. I've been using like the stock background for like over a year now, yeah. And I finally switched it up a few weeks ago. Okay. So thank you, Evil. Thank you.
Full background.
So, and then the last match is Yoshihashi versus Naito. And, yeah, Yoshihashi, no one really gives a shit about that dude. I kind of feel bad for him, but it's whatever. Yeah, but yeah, you know Naito's picking up the win on this one. And yeah, that's the first round. I'm not even gonna bother to go over like who my predictions are to win or whatever, but because it could be anybody these days. But we'll see. Yeah, I got that. All right, so let's start with the cards of the weekend. Cards of the weekend.
Got it. We're actually going to go a little backwards because we're going to start Sunday. Save Ring of Honor for last. We're going to start on a Sunday. This is Beyond Wrestling by popular demand. Now, from what I'm looking at here, it is two shows on one day. This show starts at 12 p.m. And, of course, it's 4 days from now. By popular demand, the matches that they have announced card subject to change. The New England Pro Wrestling Academy showcase of Anthony Green versus Brick Mathone versus Christian Casanova versus Cam Zagami. Let's Get Weird match, Massage NV of Dorian Graves and VSK going up against Randy Summers and Brandon Watts, known as Milk Chocolate. So, yeah.
Oh, Milk Chocolate.
Yeah, they're going to get weird. A grudge match between Dave Cole and Anthony Stone going up against Davey Cash and Chris Pyro, the Hoods. Yo, they've been in Beyond Wrestling as long as the Briscoes been in Ring of Honor. Like, these guys just don't go anywhere. I don't know where else they've ever been. Talk about the Hoods. For the first time ever, my homeboy, John Silver, going up against the Shane Shamrock Cup winner known as Leo Rush. Who recently
got his ass kicked after a show. Apparently some dude jumped him, like, after a show in Harrisburg, PA. I think on Sunday or something like that. But, yeah, he got jumped, dude. That shit's fucked up.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. And that man just won the top prospect tournament, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, his star's rising, and now people coming for his head.
Trying to come for it, man. Don't mess on that man, Sean.
This man about to get murked like, what's that one dude that they used to play in Maryland that was going to be a superstar in basketball?
Len Bias?
Yeah, Len Bias, yeah.
He's not going to be Len Bias. I hope not.
No, he will be the Len Bias of wrestling. I'm telling you. He's the truth.
Not. So, Leo Rush going up against John Silver.
No, but seriously, thank goodness he's okay now.
He's cool. Thank goodness. Teacher versus student. The teacher, the legal eagle, Drew Gulak, going up against the student, the wrench, Connor Claxton. A dog collar match between Joey Janela and JT Dunn. So I guess their feud is just going to keep on going. Because I think they had a cage match last time. Okay. This one's called a mismatch between Ryan Galeone, who is the new client of Veda Scott, going up against Candice LeRae. Now, why the F would they do that? And I'm guessing this is the main event, the fucking tag team match. That's what it says. Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa going up against Mike Drastic and Angel Ortiz, EYFBO. That is the first show on Sunday. Second show on Sunday, Beyond Wrestling Part 2, State of the Art. That show will be on 4 p.m. So the first show is at 12. This one's going to be 4. So people, please stick to your times. I'm not a wrestler, but I do know that is important. Let's see. Alpha One Wrestling Showcase, Kobe Durst going up against some guy named the Space Monkey. He's been getting booked everywhere. Oh wow. Look at this title. This is, whoever made this, A+. The title is All Ego versus All Negro.
What the fuck? This is the Sugar D one, isn't it?
All Ego Ethan Page versus All Negro Sugar Dunkerton. Oh, man. Evil versus Eviler. Evil Uno going up against Pinky Sanchez. The open challenge for Matthew Riddle. I do not know I think I saw him wrestle on one of those free matches that Evolve put out, Matt Riddle. He said he's going to be the new best in the world, like how Brian Danielson was when he got big. But yeah, he's got an open challenge. I don't know who's going to answer it. It might be Mofo Magic. The title for tomorrow 3 winners going up against the title for tomorrow 4 winners. The, Bill Carr and Dan Barry Team Tremendous going up against Dan Moth and Monster Mac, the Hit Squad.
Old school.
Yeah, yeah, that's, it's going to be pretty good. For the first time ever, I find this hard to believe, but I guess they never wrestled before. Jonathan Gresham going up against, yes, your hero, Chris Hero.
Yeah.
Now, this one is, Best in New England. Brian Fury going up against Die Hard Eddie Edwards. Nice to go see him. And the main event of this show is, 44, that's me, baby, Donovan Dijak, going up against the Callahan Death Machine, Sammy Callahan. So, yeah, so if y'all are going to watch the wrestling, please go check out Beyond Wrestling in Providence, Rhode Island, man. It's going to be some great matches. Of course, you got the All Ego versus All Negro. So you guys go ahead and cheer for that. Up next, if I can load the screen, is Ring of Honor's pay-per-view of the 14th anniversary show on Friday, February the 26th. In Las Vegas, Nevada. The matches that they have here are as follows. Hiroki Goto has a match with Dalton Castle, who, I believe Dalton Castle went to that, to Japan for that Honor Rising. So, maybe, to bring Goto back to the States and show him what's really good. The almighty Christopher Daniels going up against Time Splitter Alex Shelley. Man, when did I think he was on a Ring of Honor pay-per-view? I believe that was Final Battle when the Time Slayers placed the Red Dragon. And, Red Dragon won. A grudge match. Now, help me understand this, because I don't know what I missed. BJ Whitmer going up against Adam Page. Now, both of these guys are in the decade. What happened? Why don't they like each other? I thought they were good friends.
I think the storyline goes that, Adam Page is sick of, BJ Whitmer, because like he keeps making everything about him, and he's basically kind of holding him back and shit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's gonna open the show, or maybe might be second match. BJ Whitmer doesn't really wow the crowd when you start a pay per view. The IWGP Heavyweight Champion Kazuchika Okada is not defending his title on this show. He is going to be facing your client, Moose, and this is a fair fight, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know if Moose is ready, but we'll see when he goes up against the Rainmaker, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion.
It's going to be the battle of the dropkicks.
Oh, yeah. We'll see who scores that 10 out of 10 ranking.
Yo, the event, like, what was it, the Honor Rising? Like, when Moose hit his drop kick, like, to, I forgot who he kicked, like, the crowd fucking lost it. They're like, this Negro jumped so high. But it was crazy, dude. Like, they lost their minds over that.
Alright. Let's see. The Briscoes, the Jay and Mark Briscoe are going to face the Unbreakable Michael Elgin, a new signee in New Japan, and Hiroshi Tanahashi. So Tanahashi is cleared to wrestle, even with his back being hurt, because they said he might not do it.
I think it's shoulder, isn't it?
A back, shoulder. I know he's injured. And they said he might come to the show, he might not come to the show.
Yeah, I think his shoulder is all jacked up, but I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Next match, let's see. Next match is the 6-man tag team match, and I believe, from what I've read, this is going to be for the Never Open Weight 6-man tag team championship. The Elite of the Young Bucks and the Cleaner Kenny Omega, the also the Intercontinental Champion, going up against the Junior Heavyweight Champion Kushida, ACH, and Matt Sydal. Next, actually, you want to pick a winner for that? You don't have to.
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. This one is going to be a triple threat match for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. Now, before, it was actually supposed to be the rematch between the television champion Roderick Strong going up against Bobby Fish. Now, that was what was signed. But since Roderick Strong defended his television championship in Japan to Tomohiro Ishii, Ishii actually beat Roderick Strong to become the new
champion. Just came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Right. You know, I didn't even know he was defending the title until that day. But yeah, Tomohiro Ishii is going to be defending his new television championship against Roderick Strong and my client Bobby Fish.
It was a dope match. It was definitely a dope match. So
yeah, it was. I saw it. I watched it. I think like 3 days ago. I only watched that match, the six man tag, and the Jay Lethal versus Tomoaki Hama.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
But yeah, the Honor Rising was pretty good, man. Seriously. Yeah, I'm definitely really interested in this Ishii Strong feud. It looks promising, especially after the second night where they had that legitimate beef during that tag match.
Yeah. You got to pick a winner for it. Who's leaving with the television championship? Because I have a feeling it could be, oh, I don't know, my client Bobby Fish was going to win it anyway.
What? No, it's going to be Ishii.
What? How is it going to be? How do you think it's going to be Ishii? How? How?
Yeah, because it's Ishii. Like, he's the Bruiser Brody award winner.
He won it back-to-back. Yes, you are correct. And yes, wow, all those awards we said, and Roderick Strong didn't get none of it. And he had a killer year last year.
He had a stellar year.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Bobby Fish, because that's my dude. You're going to pick Ishii. Ishii. This one is for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. This is also going to be no disqualification. The champions of Hanson and Rowe, War Machine, going up against Kenny King and Rick Titus, the All Night Express. I think these guys are feuding really well. Mind you, I haven't seen Ring of Honor in a while.
I haven't really kept up. I think I've seen like a few episodes after Final Battle, but that's about it.
I'm going to pick War Machine.
Me too. I got War Machine.
Would you be shocked if ANX actually wins the title?
No, but...
Do you give a shit?
A little bit, yeah, because, like, I just want to see something a little refreshing in the tag division, you know? I think tag team wrestling in general is just kind of stale. That's why I kind of digged it with Ricochet and Matt Sydal winning in New Japan, because it's been trading hands with the same people for like the longest time. So I don't know. It would be dope to see something special in this Ring of Honor tag division.
I mean, it is a no DQ. Cause you know you're going to see tables, probably going to see some ladders. Might see some chairs, or might see something different. Who knows? Hopefully they get creative with this. The main event for the show, this is going to be a triple threat match for the Ring of Honor World Championship. The best in the world. The Ring of Honor World Champion has been a champion since 2014. Jay Lethal is going to defend the championship against former world champion Adam Cole, baby. And my client, Kyle O'Reilly, who I believe is going to leave Las Vegas with the Ring of Honor World Championship. I don't care. Whatever you got to say, kiss my ass. I think Kyle O'Reilly is going to win. If not him, then Jay Lethal, because he's on fire. You're not going to pick a winner, are you?
I am going to. I am going to pick Jay Lethals.
Jay Lethals. Are you sure? Why aren't you picking Kyle O'Reilly?
I don't know, man. It would be a nice, like, thing, but I feel like they still want to keep the belt on Lethal. You know, I don't see it leaving his side for... I think for him to get it taken off of him, he has to have, like, some kind of, like, legitimate feud. And he really doesn't have that right now.
He really doesn't. He needs somebody to feud. But this right now, to me, is just a regular old match.
It's like filler.
Yeah, basically, just to call it a main event, we're just going to add two guys that are over and a heel champion, you know. So, but that's it. That's what happened on Friday, and the only thing on Saturday are the TV tapings. Hiroki Goto.
Indeed. Speaking of goddamn TV tapings, when the fuck is it coming back to Baltimore? It's gonna be like near the end of the year till Ring of Honor comes back to Baltimore. I remember back in the day when they'd show like they'd show up at least twice by now.
Three, yeah. Like, I didn't even see any like shows coming to Baltimore, and they're already announcing dates for like June.
They have every date filled up till June, and not one is Baltimore. So I don't know if it's going to be August. It could be January, July. It could be July, August, September, October, November. But I don't know. We're probably only going to get one freaking date, and it's still funny how they have so few shows in the Baltimore area, but it's this, but the parent company. Is a Baltimore company.
We used to have shows out here like once a month.
Parent company is
it's here.
Company and they can't even show up.
We have a building they run in. They're just not doing it. I don't know. Maybe they just don't like us. They had a pay per view here.
I still miss DuBurns.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah, I miss DuBurns Arena, man. That was just a cool ass place. But the TV taping on Saturday in Las Vegas, that's gonna be Hiroki Goto going up against Jay Lethal. I don't think that's gonna be a title match if Jay Lethal survives the wrath of Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole, baby. And the only matches they have here is Adam Cole against Kushida, non-title because he's a junior heavyweight champion. And Kenny Omega, who is also the Intercontinental Champion in New Japan, going up against ACH. So, and they had a match with, the Battle of Los Angeles?
I think it was Battle of Los Angeles. Might have been.
Los Angeles. But yeah, that's it. We ain't gonna do 5-star wrestlers because mofos.
It's only two people.
It's only two people. We're not just gonna do it when it's two people. Plug your shit. Then we can go.
Yeah, unplug my shit. I didn't get to plug it last week because I got cut off. but yeah, Doomsday 519.tumblr.com at Joey Doomsday on Twitter, Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube, Doomsday Space Gorilla, as in PWG Gorilla. On YouTube as my secondary channel. Check out all my shit there. Daily Motion has some shit, but I don't really use it that much anymore. I got Doomsday Gorilla as my Instagram, but I only have like one post on there too.
Yeah, you don't be posting that on the gram, man. I don't have that actually.
I don't post on the gram. I lurk on the gram.
But don't be a star. No, it doesn't work like that.
I'm joking. I don't even follow any like women. Guess, it's mostly guess celebrity what? Shit.
Guess what? No one.
What? Whatever.
At NZ Podcast on Twitter, please remember that you can also go on iTunes, subscribe to NZ because we are the only ones there. That would give you quicker updates to our shows. Please spread the word because I still believe that only 5, 6,
people are listening to us. But who knows? We do have a lot of cool things to say, and we rant on wrestling. And we don't even say the N-word like you might think we do. But we don't. We're really cool. That's it. We'll see y'all next week. Hopefully we talk about something interesting. And, Tuesday, you got the last words, right?
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.
Every day. Even though I'm drug free. We really gotta have a new ending for this. Oh my god.